The question comes that if they can possess us, you know, they strong, we weak, they are in different sizes, they can be size of a mosquito, and they can be size of a huge building, like mountain, and in between all different sizes and shapes jinns have. And they can see you, you can't see them. They are powerful, you're not so powerful. So how do you fight back if they trouble you? See, alhamdulillah, this is where your deen helps you. So you are close to deen. There are du'as that you read. Allah and His Rasul have given us du'as for our protection. And the teachings are there, where to go, where not to go. You go to bad places where the evil people are, where they're singing, dancing, drugging, drinking, all that is happening. You go to those places that shayateen are there. You're vulnerable. You go to toilet, learn the dua. So you're protected. So these are the simple things that you must do. And then dua, Ayatul Kursi, very powerful. In fact, Ayatul Kursi is so powerful that even Shaitan himself told that anyone who will read this ayat will be protected from Shaitan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Abu Huraira, he is a liar, but what he said about this ayat, that's truth. At least he spoke that one truth. See, he can possess you. They can possess you for different reasons. Sometimes that possession is mild, sometimes very severe. Sometimes you lose your consciousness. Sometimes you don't lose your consciousness, but you start talking funny. And you don't really make difference, you know, when you talk to your father, you talk to somebody elderly, or mother, or someone, you can start actually using abusive language, which you would not do in normal circumstances. And sometimes they capture you and they'll speak from your tongue to mislead the community. How they do that? That's very interesting. See, they'll capture you and they will tell you, I am horse park, or I am so-and-so wali, or I am so-and-so bazurg. I have come into you. Now, let people ask questions, I will answer. Now, what happens, a lot of jahils, ignorant kind of people, they get impressed with these kind of things. And in Durban, even in Joburg here and there, I heard that certain Baba, Peer, Ghaus Pak comes in so-and-so woman, or in so-and-so man, or Ghaus Pak comes in so-and-so woman, Astaghfirullah, Nauzubillah. If this is what Hazur Ghaus Pak does, after he apparently left this world, that he goes into people and talk from their tongue. And when you look at the character of these people, they're not even namazis. They don't even have shari parda, don't have beard according to sunnah. They're not punctual with namaz. They don't know how to read Quran. Jahil mutlak. So Hazur Ghaus Pak found one jahil in the whole world, and he decided, no, I'm going to go into him. See how misleading it is. But there are naive people, people suffering with problems, thinking that, oh, Hazur Ghaus Pak or certain Baba or certain Peer is in this person and they will solve my problem. And then people come and sit with them. Now that person is not talking, actually jinn is talking. Now they respect him. Hazrat Ji, Baba Ji, tell us when our daughter will get married. And now he will give the news. And sometimes it is right, and sometimes it is wrong. Because when you take a guess, it could be of two positions, right or wrong. So sometimes what they say, it coincidentally becomes right, and then person who got it right, he'll make the news conference every way. This Peer Hazrat is very powerful. He told me that, and exactly it happened. But he told that other 99 people that didn't happen, they will not go and make that conference. So this way they grow. So actually it's a shaitan jinn that spreads misguidance amongst people. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, when azan is given, shaitan runs passing his wind. You know what it means? It means that he gets so scared. You know, when a person is so scared, he has no control over his body. So this is what happens when you give azan. Shaitan runs while passing his wind. That's why ulama ikram gave very good advice. When you bury the person in the qabr, give azan, so shaitan will run away from there. Because even in the qabr, when the munkar and nakir, they come and they ask, mar rabbuka, ma deenuka, he stands in front, he says, it's me. Isn't that the right time to chase him away? So alhamdulillah, our Sunni ulama give us the right mashwara always. They give us beautiful mashwara. Give azan. Now there are some others, they don't want to be saved from shaitan, and they keep on saying, show me where it's written, show me where it's written, show me where it's written. So what if it's not written? The concept is written. The principle is written, that's there. The principle is that when you give azan, shaitan runs away. And we want to chase shaitan at that time, when person is all alone and so vulnerable. And there will be nobody, no family, no friend there to help him and tell him what to say, what to do. And shaitan will come to misguide him. So we give azan and chase shaitan away. So we're doing something for our deceased one that we love him. So this is how they mislead. So now, if you go to any of this kind of bawa, then stop from today. You are actually going to a shaitan jinn. So, we were talking about treatment, about ilaj. When they trouble you, when they capture you, they hurt you, they harm your family, they harm your loved one. First of all, we need to put our lifestyle right. There must be people reading namaz in the house. There should be the voice of azan coming in the house. If you're living far away where the voice of azan doesn't come, then at least give azan yourself. Read Quran Pak. Members of the family must be used to reading Quran, tasbih, wazaif, etc. Our homes are empty of these activities these days. 24 hours TV is on, dramas are played, movies are played, music is on. Namaz, reading Quran has become customary, you know, at certain occasions, and then you expect jinns not to enter your house and not to trouble, that's not going to happen. Because that place is not a blessed place anymore. There's so many evils are happening, these shayateen like to be there. So they're sitting with you, standing with you, eating with you, maybe you don't have a habit of starting eating with reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, they eat your food up as well. There's no barakat. So we need to start from home. And then secondly, we must be knowledgeable enough to know about our options. We know we are weak, we know we can't see them, we know they are our enemies. Inna shaitana lil insani adubbu mubin. Surely shaitan is an open enemy of human being. You're dealing with open enemy. Who got all the weapons, you got no weapon. You can't see him, he can see you. So what have you done to protect yourself? What preparation? What option do you know? Isn't it your responsibility that each and every member of your family must know how to protect yourself? So how would you know, and when would you know, and who will teach you, and who will tell you? Because you far away from ulama, you far away from scholars, you far away from people who are there to help you. So learn, come sit with these people, they are here to help you. Alhamdulillah, our brothers are here to give you ta'weez, they give you wazaif. If you're possessed with this kind of things, jinn, jadu, whatever the problem is, alhamdulillah, and Dawat Islam, there's no cost. The department was made to serve the community. Community is suffering a lot of things. And there are people who are ripping off our Muslim community, you know, by making them scared of things. jinn, jadu, etc., etc., and then playing games with them. So, keeping that in mind for the well-being of the Muslim community, Rawat Islami started that department where there is no money charged. It's purely to help Muslim community for their spiritual problems that the doctors cannot solve. The people who can do blood test, they can know what's the problem and they can solve. Now, in this way, who's going to do the blood test? You're possessed by jinn, who will tell you that? So, alhamdulillah, they're trained people with the ijazat from awliya Allah, from the pious silsalas, and they help you. So in our center at Dawat Islami Markaz here, the help is available always. So please come and take that help. It's free of charge. And then learn that dua as well. Learn Ayatul Kursi. Learn with proper tajweed. Because if you don't know the tajweed, then the effect of dua will not be there. You know, you can't read qaf as kaf. You can't read ta as pa. When the meaning changes, then there's no effect. So put your pronunciation right, your reading right. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami offers that service as well. We have adult classes. Because you can't go to madrasa with small kids, you'll feel ashamed or they'll laugh at you. But here we started with adults. So learn your duas right. Help your family, help yourself. Take yourself out of these miseries. And slowly all of you learn istikhara, this and that. So you can help yourself, your family, your loved ones. Inshallah, in this environment, you will get all that information.